All right, so welcome back for another deep dive, everybody. Episode 22, and things are they're going to sound a little different today. And honestly, even I had to do a double take on this one. You ready to dive into some seriously spooky internet lore?
Oh, always up for a good internet mystery. Fire away. What do we got?
Okay, so we're tackling the story of the garage sale VHS tape. Watch me. And no, I haven't been like raiding creepypasta subreddits at 3 a.m. This one's actually tied to Inspector Story on Instagram. You remember them?
Oh, yeah, Inspector Story. They always have some really interesting stuff going on. I'm intrigued.
Right. They've been dropping these little hints about this whole thing for a while now. So let's try to untangle it together, see what we can figure out.
Sounds like fun. I think this has all the classic hallmarks of an urban legend, but one that's been like expertly amplified for the digital age. Wouldn't you say we've got that almost too perfect blend of nostalgia who doesn't get a little creeped out thinking about old VHS tapes, right?
Right, totally. And then you mix that with the modern anxiety of like viral content that spreads whether it's true or not, and you've got a recipe for a seriously creepy story.
Exactly. A recipe for a story that really gets under your skin.
Okay, so for those of you who haven't like spiraled down the whole watch me rabbit hole yet, the story supposedly starts back in 1994, somewhere in the Midwest, classic horror movie setting.
Oh, yeah. Got to start in the Midwest, right?
And this VHS tape appears seemingly out of nowhere at garage sales, but it's not your typical family vacation footage or anything like that.
This is where it starts getting interesting, right? The content of the tape itself is described as this bizarre, like, disjointed collection of images and sounds. First, you've got a man eating soup, but in reverse, which is already kind of unsettling on its own.
Yeah, that's definitely not something you see every day.
Then there's this clock spinning wildly, like it's completely lost all track of time, almost like it's taunting you.
Okay, that's starting to creep me out a little bit. And what else is on this tape?
Oh, and the kicker, a shadowy figure, this figure that seems to be pointing directly at the viewer. It's like someone took like the most unsettling imagery they could find and just mashed it all together on this one tape.
So that's creepy just from the imagery alone.
Yeah.
But then here's where it goes from weird to full-on scary. Because people who watch this tape start reporting these strange occurrences, like hearing footsteps when they're home alone, or objects mysteriously moving, classic horror movie tropes, but supposedly happening in real life.
Right. It's one thing to see it in a movie, but when you start hearing about people claiming that these things are happening to them after watching this tape, that's when it starts to get really unsettling.
Totally. And then there are the nightmares. Almost everyone describes having the same nightmare after watching the tape.
Oh, God, the nightmares. Tell me about those.
So they describe this man standing at the foot of their bed, whispering, "Watch me again." It's such a specific detail, and that repetition, that demand to keep watching it, really gets under your skin.
Ugh. It's like the tape or whatever's behind it is trying to control them to force them to watch it again and again.
Right. And there are even stories of people's phones ringing at exactly 3 of 7 a.m., but all they hear is that ticking clock sound from the tape or the shadowy figure appearing outside their windows, just watching them. It's like the tape is bleeding into reality, but in this gradual, insidious way.
It's like it's slowly infecting their lives, making them question their own sanity.
Exactly. It plays on our primal fear of the unknown, this idea of a cursed object that you can't escape. And the garage sale element is brilliant. It makes the threat feel so much closer to home.
Oh, absolutely, because it's something you could stumble upon, on a lazy Saturday, just browsing through someone's unwanted belongings. It could be anywhere.
But let's be real for a second. This has Inspector Story written all over it. They love to play with these kinds of creepy narratives, blurring the lines between fact and fiction. Part of me wonders if this whole thing is a carefully crafted hoax.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time a creepy story took on a life of its own online, would it? Especially these days, we're wired for this kind of storytelling, especially when it taps into our deepest fears.
So you're thinking Inspector Story might be the puppet master behind this whole Watch Me phenomenon, that they cooked up this elaborate, unsettling tale just to mess with us.
I wouldn't put it past them. They've got this knack for creating content that spreads like wildfire. Remember that Vanishing Hitchhiker series they did last year? People were convinced it was real for weeks, even though they were dropping all these clues that it was fiction.
Okay, so maybe, just maybe, there's no actual cursed VHS tape lurking in the back of someone's closet. But the story is still creepy, and it's clearly resonating with a ton of people. Why do you think that is?
Well, think about it. It's got all the elements of a classic horror story. We've got the creepy imagery, the unsettling occurrences, this growing sense of dread that something terrible is going to happen. But then you also have this layer of mystery, this unanswered question of where the tape came from and why it exists.
And the fact that it keeps reappearing no matter how many times it's supposedly destroyed just adds to the mystery.
Exactly. It's like this unkillable entity, you know, this force that can't be contained. It plays on our fascination with the unknown.
Yeah.
You know, our desire to find answers to the things that scare us. And in a world that feels increasingly uncertain, maybe that's what people are craving, a good old-fashioned scare with a side of enigma.
So even if it's all big hoax, there's something about the Watch Me story that taps into our collective anxieties and fascinations.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so fascinating to unpack. You know, it's a reflection of our culture, our fears, and our enduring love for a good story.
You know what? For the sake of argument, let's say this is real. And I'm not saying I believe it, but let's just play devil's advocate here.
Yeah.
What if this cursed VHS tape actually exists? What then?
If we were going down that rabbit hole, huh? Well, I'd be fascinated by the origins of the tape. You know, who created it? What was their intention? Was it a prank gone wrong, or was it something more sinister?
I know, right? Who wakes up one day and decides to create a VHS tape designed to torment people? It's not exactly your typical arts and crafts project.
Maybe they stumbled upon something they shouldn't have, you know, some kind of dark energy that they accidentally captured on film. Or maybe, and this is where I get really intrigued, it was an intentional act, you know, a way to harness and spread some kind of negative force.
Ooh, okay, that's creepy. But if that's the case, why does the tape keep resurfacing? Mm-hmm. People are destroying it, so how does it keep showing up at these garage sales?
Yeah, that's the real head-scratcher, isn't it? Is it multiplying somehow? Are there multiple copies of this cursed tape out there spreading like a virus?
Or maybe, and this is going to sound wild, but maybe the tape itself is somehow sentient. You know, maybe
yeah.
It can regenerate or even teleport itself to new locations. I mean, we're already talking about a cursed VHS tape, so why not throw in some supernatural abilities while we're at it?
A sentient evil VHS tape.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a story I'd like to hear. But seriously, the way it spreads, you know, that's part of what makes the story so effective. It makes it feel like the threat could be anywhere lurking just beneath the surface of our everyday lives.
Okay, I am officially creeped out now, so thanks for that. But I think it's time to bring you, our listeners, into this conversation. What do you think? Is this just a spooky story dreamt up by Inspector Story to mess with our minds? Or could there be something more to this whole Watch Me phenomenon? Hit us up on social media and let us know.
Yeah, we're genuinely curious to hear your theories about this one.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground here, but we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah, we've got a lot more to unpack when it comes to this Watch Me mystery, so buckle up.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Don't go anywhere, folks. You know, even if we, like, set aside the whole supernatural angle for a second, there's still this fascinating psychological aspect to the story. Like, why are people experiencing these strange phenomena after watching this tape? Could it be the power of suggestion?
Right. Like a self-fulfilling prophecy kind of thing. They hear about this curse, and then they start imagining things or even subconsciously making things happen because they're expecting it to happen. It's like when you watch a scary movie and suddenly every little creak in your house sounds like a footstep.
Exactly. Our brains are wired to look for patterns to connect the dots, even when there's nothing really there. And when you combine that with the power of suggestion, especially when it comes to our deepest fears, it can be incredibly strong. But there's also something about the format itself, VHS tapes, that adds to the creepiness factor.
Oh, totally. They're like relics from a bygone era with that static and those glitches. Mm-hmm. It just adds to the whole unsettling vibe.
Right. And the grainy, lo-fi quality of VHS just makes everything feel more real, more raw somehow. Like you're peeking into a window of the past that you weren't supposed to see.
It's like you're watching something forbidden, something that was never meant for your eyes.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the actual content of the tape. We talked about the man eating soup in reverse, the spinning clock, the shadowy figure pointing at the viewer. Those images are so deeply unsettling, even without the context of the curse.
It's like whoever made this tape knew exactly how to push people's buttons.
Yeah.
They took all the classic horror movie tropes and condensed them into this disturbing little package.
And that's what Inspector Story is so good at. You know, they understand how to tap into those primal fears, those things that keep us up at night, and then they amplify them. They play with them. They blur the lines between reality and fiction until you're not even sure what to believe anymore.
So we've got this creepy VHS tape, unexplained occurrences, the possibility of an internet hoax, and a healthy dose of psychological manipulation. Where do we even go from here? It feels like we're wading into a very blurry gray area.
I think the key is to remember that we're ultimately dealing with a story, a narrative that's been crafted to entertain and intrigue, whether it's based in reality or not, is almost beside the point.
So you're saying we should just enjoy the ride, embrace the mystery, and not get too hung up on finding a definitive answer.
Exactly. Sometimes it's more fun to just let our imaginations run wild.
Okay, I can get behind that, but I'm still hung up on that "watch me again" whisper in the nightmare. It's such a specific detail. Is there something to be said about that from like a narrative standpoint?
Oh, it's a powerful image for sure. It's like this command, this insidious request that you can't escape. It suggests that the tape or whatever forces behind it wants to draw you back in to make you complicit in its spread.
Almost like it's addictive.
Yeah.
You know, this need to watch the tape again and again. And those who watch too many times, well, let's just say their fate isn't exactly pleasant, according to the legend.
Right. It's a classic horror trope. The idea that curiosity, you know, the desire to see what's forbidden can lead to your downfall. And it plays on our fascination with the taboo, our tendency to be both repelled and drawn to things that are dangerous or disturbing.
So you're saying it's all just a big, scary story designed to give us chills and keep us up at night. I have to say it's working.
Well, I wouldn't say just a story. It's a carefully constructed piece of entertainment, absolutely, but one that plays on our very real anxieties and fascinations. And hey, if it gets people thinking about the power of narrative, the way we consume information, and the fine line between reality and fiction online, well, that's not a bad thing either.
I mean, you can't deny that it's a damn good story, but there's still this little voice in my head that wants to believe. You know, maybe just maybe somewhere out there in some dusty attic or forgotten garage sale, there's a cursed VHS tape waiting to be discovered.
Of course, there's a certain allure to the unexplained, a thrill in contemplating the possibility that there are things in this world we can't fully comprehend.
Okay, but let's be real for a second. If this tape did exist, wouldn't someone have found concrete proof? By now, it's been almost 30 years since it supposedly started making the rounds.
Well, if it truly is as elusive and dangerous as the story suggests, perhaps people are too afraid to look for it. Or maybe, and this is even creepier, it chooses who it reveals itself to. It waits for the right moment, the right person to reemerge.
Okay, now that's terrifying. Imagine accidentally buying a cursed VHS tape online. It just shows up in your mailbox one day. Talk about an unexpected delivery.
That would certainly make for an interesting unboxing video, wouldn't it?
Ah, that's one viral trend I'd rather avoid.
But in all seriousness, it's fascinating to consider how this story has spread and evolved over time. It's a testament to the enduring power of word of mouth, especially in the digital age. It's like a digital campfire story that keeps getting passed around, and each time it gets a little more elaborate, a little more terrifying.
And it makes you wonder how many other stories are out there lurking in the shadows of the internet, waiting to be discovered.
Exactly. The internet is a breeding ground for these kinds of narratives, for stories that blur the lines between fact and fiction. And sometimes that ambiguity, that uncertainty, is what makes them so compelling.
All right, so we've talked about the creepiness, the psychology, the possibility of it being a hoax. But what about the bigger picture? What does this whole Watch Me story say about us, about our relationship with technology, with storytelling, with the unknown? What do you think, listeners?
We're eager to hear your thoughts. So, you know, we've spent all this time kind of like dissecting this whole Watch Me story, but I'm really curious, what would you actually do if you like stumbled across this tape at a garage sale? You know, imagine digging through this box of dusty old VHS tapes and bam, there it is, staring back at you. Watch Me. Would you hit play?
Okay, so full disclosure, I am a total scaredy cat when it comes to like this kind of stuff. So I'd probably just nope right out of there and leave that tape for someone a lot braver than me to discover.
Mm-hmm.
I think some mysteries, especially ones that might involve cursed objects, are better left unsolved.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, the thought of accidentally like unleashing some unknown evil into your life isn't exactly the most appealing thing. But wouldn't there be this tiny part of you, even if it's just morbid curiosity, that would want to know, that would want to like see if the legend was actually true?
Oh, absolutely. But I think I'd rather experience it vicariously. You know, let someone else be the guinea pig, preferably someone who's documenting the whole thing for our entertainment. Maybe Inspector Story can do a follow-up investigation.
Yeah.
They seem to have this knack for finding these creepy things.
Speaking of Inspector Story, what do you think their endgame is with this whole Watch Me thing? Are they just trying to give us all a good stare, or is there something more to it? I mean, they're totally playing with us, right?
Oh, yeah, they're definitely playing with us. They know how much we love a good mystery, and they're masters at crafting these really intricate and creepy narratives. But I also think there's this deeper layer to their work, wouldn't you say? Like, I think they're also trying to make us think more critically about the stories we encounter online, especially the ones that tap into our fears and anxieties.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's like a commentary on the whole digital age, you know, where truth and fiction can get so intertwined that it's almost impossible to separate the two. And in a way that's even more unsettling than any cursed VHS tape could ever be, because we're constantly bombarded with information and stories and images, and it's up to us to figure out what's real, what's fake, and what's somewhere in between.
And I think that's what makes Instructor Stories so interesting. They're not just telling stories. They're making us confront the way we consume and interpret information. They're making us question the narratives that shape our understanding of the world.
They're like pushing boundaries, you know, challenging our perceptions of reality. And by doing that, they're making us more aware of the power that stories have to influence our thoughts, our beliefs, even our actions.
It's kind of refreshing to encounter content like that, especially these days when everything feels so manufactured and predictable.
Yeah.
You know, Spectre Story is keeping us on our toes, making us think critically, and yeah, maybe even keeping us up at night wondering if there really is a cursed VHS tape out there somewhere.
Well, whether this garage sale VHS tape, watch me, turns out to be a total fabrication, or if there's a tiny seed of truth that's gotten twisted into this huge online legend, it's definitely sparked some interesting conversations about storytelling and the power of the internet and our own anxieties about the unknown.
And that's what a good deep dive is all about, right? Making us think of challenging our assumptions and leaving us with a few lingering questions and maybe a little bit of healthy skepticism.
I think so. And on that note, we've given you plenty to ponder. So let's hear what you think.
Hit us up on social media and share your theories about the garage sale VHS tape Watch Me and the masterminds behind it. Inspector Story. Do you think it's a hoax, a creepypasta masterpiece, or could it be something more we're dying to know? And hey, if you happen to find yourself at a garage sale and you see a strange VHS tape with the words Watch Me on it, maybe think twice before hitting play.
Better safe than sorry, right?
Exactly. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive. We'll catch you on the next one.